be stepping down. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Will Smith has resigned from the Motion Picture Academy following his Oscars night slap of Chris Rock. In a statement, Smith said he betrayed the trust of the Academy and deprived other winners of their opportunity to celebrate. And he said he would accept any punishment from the Academy. The Academy released its own statement saying it's accepted his resignation and will move forward with disciplinary action. Welcome news for hospitals after 2 years on the front lines of the pandemic.
For the first time since early 2020, some hospitals go for days without a COVID patient in their ICU. The number of COVID hospitalizations nationwide plunging more than 90% in the past few months, falling to an average below 12,000 last week. The previous low was just over 12,000 last June, before the Delta variant hit the U.S. And there's a ripple effect of relief, a chance to catch up on scans and lab tests, for instance, and patients not having to wait nearly as long for them.
Fox's Lisa Prady. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Fox's special report with Brett Baer, who was asked if he thinks President Biden wants Ukraine to win or if he thinks President Biden fears what will happen if Russia wins.
I have faith that President Biden, like any true American citizen, believes and wants the truth to win. And the truth is on the side of Ukraine.
Zelensky speaking through a translator. This as a Ukrainian official says there were casualties after at least three Russian ballistic missiles were fired at the Odessa region of the Black Sea, but he did not give specifics. Former U.S. women's soccer national team goalkeeper Hope Solo was arrested after she was found passed out behind the wheel of a vehicle in North Carolina with her two-year-old twins inside. She's been charged with driving while impaired, resisting a public officer, and a misdemeanor child abuse charge. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Ford has issued two recalls that cover more than 737,000 vehicles with potential oil leak and trailer braking system problems.
Ford has issued two recalls. The oil leak recall includes the 2020 through 2022 Ford Escape SUV, 2021 and 22 Bronco Sport SUV. A housing can crack, which can create a fire hazard. As for the trailer braking recall, a software error can stop trailers from braking, increasing the risk of a crash. Affected are F-150 pickups from 2021 and 22, the 2022 F-250, 350, 450, and 550. Also covered are the 2022 Maverick pickup and Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator SUVs. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
America's employers extended a streak of robust hiring last month, adding 431,000 jobs. The government's report showed last month's job growth helped shrink the unemployment rate to 3.6%. That's the lowest rate since the pandemic began 2 years ago. Meta opens up about a Facebook bug which led to an uptick in views of harmful content.
According to an internal report obtained by The Verge, engineers at Meta's Facebook identified a massive ranking failure in newsfeed which promoted misinformation on the platform for months. It suggests from October to March, the glitch led to Facebook systems failing to demote posts including nudity and violence. A Meta rep confirming the issue, saying workers detected inconsistencies in downranking on five separate occasions, which correlated with small temporary increases to internal metrics. The bug has since been fixed.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Baltimore's top prosecutor Marilyn Mosby has asked a federal judge to postpone her trial on charges of making false statements on financial documents to withdraw money from her retirement and buy two homes in Florida. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.